Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Accidentally in Love by Anna Primole, narrated by Sarah Borges. Prologue. The room was as crowded as ever, and perhaps even more than usual. It was, in fact, the first meeting to be held since the death of one of the company's founding members, and, needless to say, no one wanted to miss the show, because if there was one thing they were all sure of, it was that the show was going to be a particularly entertaining one. All the financial papers had listed it among their not-to-be-missed appointments of the financial week. One well-known analyst with a reputation for being cynical but realistic had even said in his blog that it was potentially going to be more fun than an action movie. If nothing else, if you had even a single share to your name or in your virtual wallet, the admittance was free. The water was too, and once the administrative business of the day was over and done with, you got to take home with you an elegant file-shaped freebie with a built-in pen and notepad. At this type of meeting, everyone always took copious notes, though nobody was actually writing anything down. And that day, more than all the others, the crowd that packed out the large conference room was there to find out information that went far beyond the estimated EBITDA for the current year, earnings before interests, taxes, and amortization. There were much more important things afoot, and so, for once, it could be asserted with some certainty that no one cared that much about the bottom line. Well, almost no one. The noise showed no sign of abating, partly because several of the less easygoing shareholders were delighted to have the opportunity to complain about how far behind schedule everything was. They might have had to wait years, but that day they would have their revenge. In the past, the Phelps and Phelps meetings had been famous for one thing, their perfect, obsessive organization of the details. Punctuality had always been a priority in the company, and Marcus Phelps had put a lot of faith in it, though always being careful not to let show how seriously he took it. He had learned quickly that a listed company had to maintain a certain image. The quarterly figures counted, of course, but his reputation for being a bit of a bruiser had also helped the company's success over the years. It was no coincidence that he was continually repeating to his colleagues that in business, marketing was everything, absolutely everything. For him, it was a rule that held true in both life and in business. Unfortunately, though, the man who had always been the public face of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?